Blog Talk Radio.
Radio personality NA coming at you live tonight, man. We got a serious topic going on once again for everybody. And it's called Let Me Start By Saying That I Am Sorry. Now, we know that that's a touchy subject because a lot of people really don't like to, what we call, be mature enough to tell somebody that, hey, you know, I apologize, or hey, you know, I was in the wrong, or I wronged you and I apologize. Can you accept my apology? Whether they accept it or not, you know, it's all about being a bigger person and getting that on out there, you know. And I'd like to hear a couple apologies come through these airwaves tonight. Something that's going out to somebody. No names, you don't have to say. And just say you sorry. Like, I know I got a few people that I need to say I apologize, or hey, let me start by saying that I'm sorry when I see them before I say anything else. Yeah? And I got a loved one that passed, and that's hard for me to deal with. But there's some things that I knew I should have apologized for that I never said I'm sorry for. Right? And tonight, in front of the entire world, I want to tell her that I'm sorry. I'm truly sorry. I want to tell my mom that I'm sorry for being hard-headed, for not listening, for acting up, doing what I knew was the opposite instead of what it was that she taught me that I was supposed to do. And I'm pretty sure a lot of y'all out there got some I'm sorries. Definitely going to a parent or a guardian of some sort, whether it be a foster mom, a group home worker that you see every day that takes care of you, to get your food to you, that makes sure you're in bed on time and up for school in the morning. Or it could be a grandparent, it could be an uncle, it could be an aunt, it could be a cousin, a brother, a sister. It could be somebody you don't even know, because some people are in that position. I'm just asking you tonight to tell that person face to face, or call in if you're not around them, and start off by saying, let me start by saying that I'm sorry. Right? Now, the title is self-explanatory. is someone that you wronged, that you want to say I apologize to, right? Now, a lot of people, when it comes down to that word, sorry, they take a negative approach to it in context. Sorry. When you hear the word sorry, it makes you feel like fail, right? Make you feel like you failed, a failure, you messed up, you're not good enough, you're not what they told you you was. It's not true. We all make mistakes. Just because you make a mistake don't mean you're not the person that people think you are. Even if you make that same mistake over and over and over again. I mean, you know, Alexander Graham Bell with the light bulb over and over. I'm sorry, that was the guy with the telephone. Thomas Jefferson. Over and over and over and over and over until they figured it out. Even Alexander Graham Bell with the telephone over and over and over and over and over until they got it together. And every time they failed and the people who was waiting on them like, man, I know they about to come through. Man, they about to shock the world. They got the latest and the greatest and it's going to make everything all right. And they came back and said, you know, I didn't produce the results that I anticipated. Let me start by saying that I am sorry. But I will get back in there to try to correct it. Then what happened? Practice make perfect. Practice make perfect. Saying I'm sorry is like falling off your bike and getting back on. Saying I'm sorry means more to the other person than you know. Than you know. But when you say I'm sorry, just because that's what a person want to hear, they see right through it. They can feel the lack of emotion in the phrase, whether you think they can or not. But if you're sincere, the person will hear that, and they'll understand that, hey, I'm sorry. Not that, hey, I'm sorry I did this to you, but I definitely will try to make sure that it doesn't occur twice. And how do we do that? By thinking before we act. Thinking before we act. Come on, guests, call in 646-787-8015. Let radio personality me, N.A., know who it is out there that you've wronged. And you just want to say, hey, man, let me start by saying that I am sorry. Let me know. It happens. Every day. Every day somebody's wronged. Every day somebody knows that apology should be rolling off their lips. Right? So we're going to get off into deeper things. Check out the latest website for Ohio's Finest, also called Ohio's Finest, at na100328.wix. That's wix.com/na-corphoshofinest. And show your love, show your support. We're trying to get it together out here, people. We're trying to get it together. It takes one voice to yell and get your attention for you to understand and for you to recognize that this is the time. It's been the time, but this is definitely the time. What you going to do? I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to continue to strive. I'm going to continue to consummate ambitions. I'm going to continue to try to reach each and every individual person I see, white, black, brown, olive. It don't make no difference. Short, tall, slim, thick. It don't make no difference. Right? Because every person I see out here in the world every day, I should walk up to them and put my hand out and say, let me start by saying that I am sorry and apologizing for the wrong that have been done to them, to people who will never apologize. Because mentally and psychologically, they are not strong enough. That's right. They are not strong enough to pull the phrase out in sincerity and say, let me start by saying that I am sorry for the ways that I have wronged you. The ways that I have wronged you. There's thousands of people right now. If they had the opportunity to say I'm sorry, they would probably break down crying and say right now that they were sorry. We don't laugh at them. We don't think that they're less of a person because they do that. No, that's not what we do. not an NA Corp. And again, I tell you, the N and the A stands for never against. What are we never against? People who are taught to think, research, and judge, not a negative judge, but judge the education that they're taught. Because if you're not taught how to think, but what to think, that's the majority of society. And I mean, I'm going by statistics, so don't be mad at me if you hear something from me and you feel, I don't know what I'm talking about. I go off statistics. So you check my numbers, because I already checked them. And it tells me that we all slipping. Yeah, we all slipping. No matter what name you put on anything, we all got a higher power. And unless your higher power is that of the opposite, then it's telling you to love. It's telling you to love. Not find one person, love them, have children, and love them, but to love everybody. Because everybody is just like you in the emphasis of being a human. Just with different personalities. Just because a person lives or does or do things that you don't appreciate or you don't believe in, that doesn't make the other person wrong. It doesn't make the other person wrong. Because six people can watch the same movie and pull away with a different opinion on what the point was of the movie. And can point it out to you to where you would see something you ain't even see. Right? Right. We teaching ourselves how to hate. We teaching other people that, hey, man, it's okay to hate because we all do it. If you don't hate, man, you're going to get looked at like something wrong with you. What happened to the videos when people just had on their own clothes, no jewelry for real, and they was just dancing around having a good time to the music, to the rhythm? Now, I don't want to watch a video, not me in particular, but I'm speaking for people out in America and the rest of the world. I don't want to watch the video unless he got on the chain, unless he got some women, unless he got on a short skirt, bending over, letting it twerk. Pathetic. Not knocking it. Do what you do. There's many ways to get it. Get it how you want to get it. But I do have an opinion. I can't say what I do and don't value. That don't mean you're a bad person. That just means I won't indulge in what you're doing. Right? See how we can agree to disagree without getting in each other's way, without hating? Education. My brothers and sisters. And anytime you hear me say my brothers and sisters, I mean everybody. Species. Every single one. What we're going to do is we're going to go to a break.
Give me your hand.
back to the subject at hand. Let me start by saying that I am sorry. This is for you, Ohio. Who do you want to tell I apologize? Who do you know you need to be saying that you're sorry to? You know. See, I can't tell you. Because, see, this is shit you know. Right? This is the shit that you already know. So you don't need me to tug your shoulder to tell you, hey, man, you need to tell that person or those people that you're sorry. Quit being a fucking sucker. Man, woman alike, quit being a sucker about this shit, man. If you grown and you want people to see you as an adult, then you need to start doing adult damn things. And one of the most important and mature things you can do as an adult is to pull somebody to the side and say, hey, I'm sorry, man. Or I'm sorry. I apologize. Can you forgive me? You ain't even got to ask them. Can you forgive them? Kill the insult. Just tell them that you're sorry. And walk the fuck off. Make yourself feel better. Not to make yourself feel bad. It's crazy. I see stuff every day. I learn stuff from people every day. I watch y'all all over the broadcast, the social media. I see what you do. I see how you do it. Hey, and sometimes I even get on there and do it myself. How many people gonna tell you that? They make it seem like because you can't see them, you can only hear them, that, hey, man, they're better than you. You might walk past me on the street and won't even know it. You might ask me for $5, and I'm going to give it to you because we all need to help each other. Right? I know that there's some official people out here, especially in Ohio. Come on now. Come on now, call in at that 646-787-8015. Keep it real and keep it live. Here, tell that person you're sorry. It's an issue, a plug in. But see, ain't nobody feeling, ain't nobody recognizing what's really going on out here. Everybody's stuck on what's going on the latest reality TV show bullshit. Cuz got the new rims around the corner, so, and you still broke. Get your head out of other people's cloud, man. Get your head out of other people's dreams. It's only fun because you the one who ain't got to put in no work. Get in your own cloud. Get in your own dream. Make it real. Quit hating. I see these people all on TV. Well, I'm going to wait till you get it, then take it. Damn. If that ain't some of the... Get your own. Get your own. You understand me? Get your own. For real. My sister used to tell me that when I was a kid, when you be in her business. She say, mind your own and get you some. Mind your own and get you some. Huh? Not mind your business to the point to where you're not willing to reach out and help somebody when you see that they need help. I had people tell me, I ain't going to help them because they ain't asked me to help them. Or, I ain't going to help the motherfucking man because, I mean, see, we all going through something, cuz. You know, I mean, that's just how it is out here in the streets. Nigga, that's the only reason why it's like that is because you idiot motherfuckers won't help each other. Won't help each other. That's crazy. And then you say, I ain't going to help nobody because they ain't going to help me. But then you be surprised when you hurt and the people who help you. And then you got the nerve to be mad because they ain't give you as much as you thought you should have been getting. What the fuck? They ain't have to give you nothing. They reached out to help you. But you don't reach out to help them. Yeah, I ain't talking about, oh, I got smoked a blunt with him. Or, man, I took him to the club. We got drunk. Nigga, help a motherfucker continue with his family. Don't give him the money if you know he's going to spend it on drugs. Talk to him. Talk to him until he's tired of hearing you. Talk to where every time he see you and you walking up, he tap motherfuckers on their arm and say, hey, man, come this nigga, man. Here come this motherfucker, man. He always talking that righteous shit. He always talking that righteous shit. How you going to make fun of a motherfucker being positive trying to help you? That sounds stupid. I used to cut grass and people used to ride past and point, look at this motherfucker out there cutting grass. And the whole while, all the money they made, they spent it on a lawyer facing time away from their family. I'm sitting at home with money, with my family, and clientele for the next year and the next year on, guaranteed money. Your money ain't guaranteed like my money guaranteed. My money backed by money that's already in the bank. Right? Ain't saying nothing wrong with what you're doing. Never that. Everybody choose their own, but I do have a right to an opinion. I'm not saying you're a bad person. I just don't have the same value. We don't have the same value system. That's okay, because we different. That's the beauty of life. See what I'm saying? Never against. Never against. Come on, it don't take a blind man to see that the place you need to be is with TBC, the better choice. The better choice. Never against. Never against. We can take everybody's dream and make it a reality. And imagine a dream we all have if everybody's dreams were reality. Whoa. Whoa. I mean, can you picture that? That's like nonstop fun. Do you know some of the stuff people think of or wish they could do or make? Oh, man. That's crazy. That's called peace. That's called love. That's called understanding that we have to work together. Look the word up, together. We have to work together to make this happen. Huh? Right. For all these little small situations I've been talking about, what people do and things that they do. And it's a story and a reason why they do what they do. They weren't just born and was like, hey, you know, I'm going to tear the block up. I'm a sail until the sun go up and they come down. They didn't come out into the world with that mentality. It was given to them. It was given to them either by being taught it or lack of being taught not to. Right. Yeah. So we can't slander them to the point as if they're nobody. Everybody's somebody. Watch the movie Lean On Me. If you like good movies and you like hearing it real from the gut and you want to know what time it is, please watch that movie. Black History Month coming up. I hope everybody participate. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday is coming up this month. I hope everybody celebrate and participate. Man, even if you don't go outside and march or something, cut something on TV about the great Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And let your children indulge. You indulge. Remember what it was and how it is. And you'll understand how it's going to be. If not, you lost. And when you lost, you lost. And you know you lost because all you say is, that's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. That is some sad shit to say. That's just the way it is. That's ridiculous. As a matter of fact, if you ever run into old N.A. on the street and you gonna let some sucker shit like that come off your tongue, don't even talk to me. We gonna just nip it in the bud before it take off. All right? That's coming from me. That's just the way it is. That means you're not even going to try. But let somebody call you a quitter. Oh, you want to throw your hands up. It's crazy. It ain't about what you say, it's what you do. If you ain't heard it, now you're hearing it. It's not about what you say, it's what you do. Right? Show and prove. Show and prove. I don't know what else to say, man. I mean, you know, it's going to keep going and it's going to keep going. And I'm going to keep coming at you with it until you start listening, until you start responding. I'm going to just keep coming and keep coming. And you don't have to choose to listen. But I guarantee you, Once you listen, you'll start to listen and listen and listen and learn. Then you'll be like, damn, you know what? I thought this was some bullshit. Turned out to be something real. Yeah, because all we talk about on here is us. Us as a people. I don't care about how many yards nobody got. I don't care about who the highest paid, nobody. I care about what we go through, day in, day out. A lot of drama will be squashed. A lot of lives could be saved. A lot of children could be fed. A lot of people could learn. The world could start communicating, working together better as a unit in unification for unity and peace. Come on, man. This is simple shit that I'm telling you. We can work together to get it done. You already know it. Why you playing? Don't be scared. How you going to say you tough, but you scared to say I'm sorry? Come on, man. If you know you wrong, you wrong. That's what real women do. That's what real men do. We need to set examples for these kids. If we don't, who will? Right? Any self-respecting parent, a real parent, wants to teach any child that's around them. Because you love children. You understand the complexity but the simplicity of that little being sitting right in front of you or walking past you every day. That's crazy. Sit back and think about some shit sometime. But before you jump off and go upset somebody's head, think about the situation. Before you go do something and lose your life, call your mom, call your brother, call your sister, call your aunt, call your uncle. The list go on. I mean, you getting what I'm saying, though, right? Call that person that you know you need to be calling. And just start by saying that I'm sorry, that you apologize. You will understand how that opens other people's eyes as well as your own. As well as your own. I got love for everybody out there. Ohio, Columbus, Cleveland, Sydney, Troy, Dayton, Youngstown, Springfield, Wapakoneta, West Milton, Vandalia, Rushi, Houston, everywhere to AK, Akron, Lorain, Ashtabula, Mansfield. No, I ain't sitting in front of a map. I know of these places. Get your education up. But I love everybody. All 50 states. All countries. Even if you don't like me, it ain't got nothing to do with me why you don't like me. That don't mean I don't have to like you. I got nothing but respect for you. I hope you do everything that you're trying to do. Everybody out there, I got love for you. Keep your head up. It's struggling times. If you're struggling hard, keep your head above the water. If you're already up there, reach down, pull somebody up with you. Quit being a fucking hater. Live life like you know you're supposed to be living it. Get it together. If you ain't got a higher power, I suggest you find one. I'm going to go ahead and let y'all finish the song. Let you finish off with these tunes so you can think about what it is you need to be motherfucking doing, man. I'll holler at you.